Welcome to the Essay Files. This is the foulest mouth from the South, Bogus Bird, and the smoothest head in podcasting, Crazy Cat. What's going on, dude? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I am portraying Star Wars for a little bit right now.
Yeah. Definitely look like Sith Lord right now.
It's just saying.
Absolutely. Fantastic. And since you're looking like a Sith Lord today, I'm sure you bring some bad news.
Unfortunately, yes.
Or bad muse. Bad muse. All right.
But anyway.
News section. What you got for us today?
I got a little bit of sad news. Actually, pretty sad news. I don't know if you've heard. You probably have. It's been everywhere. But Hawkeye, have you heard what happened?
Avenger. Jeremy Renner. Hawkeye.
Oh, have you heard what happened to him?
Unfortunately, yes, but go ahead and run it through.
Well, I don't know what happened. I don't know a huge amount of details on it, just from what I've read and heard. But it turned out that he's in the hospital now due to some, what they call a freak accident, pretty much. Again, I don't know too much of the details. From what I've heard was that he had some family over, the New Year's. They were leaving, so he wanted to go ahead and plow their driveway for them to leave. And again, and some other, like, neighborhood area they wanted to do just to be nice. But it turns out, and he literally owns right. his own, like, huge snow plower thing. So he used that to go ahead and take care of the driveway and other spots. And supposedly what they say happened was that at one point he ended up getting off of it to check something in the front. And the thing started moving towards him. He couldn't get out of the way, and they end up actually running him over, which obviously can't be good. They don't know how bad it was at first. But they did say, you know, he could have messed up his legs pretty bad. Like he could have mangled his legs, they said. And what I saw recently was I saw a picture that he posted from the hospital. You know, showed a couple of scrapes on his face and stuff like that. But he's saying he's awake. He's talking. He didn't give much more detail about that.
Okay,
that's good. He said that he's still in critical condition, but he's awake and he's talking.
Sheesh.
And I was just like, yeah, that's freaking out. The man, Hawkeye, man. He's just down for the count.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's very, very unfortunate. Yeah,
to show
he's
that
just, he's doing a nice thing around New Year's and just gets plowed like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Showed that superheroes can get hurt too.
Yeah, fucking sucks, dude.
It does.
When I saw the report, it also mentioned that when the accident initially happened, one of his neighbors just so happens to be a doctor. So kind of went out there, checked him out. He was bleeding a lot, so he kind of stopped the bleeding, and then they were able to airlift him to the hospital.
Oh, that's right. And, I remember that.
You know, it's a pretty good chance that doctor saved his life. You know, he could have bled out. Before he could have gotten to the hospital or, you know, some, he's pretty lucky. You know, he's pretty lucky that the doctor just happened to be there. And he suffered from blunt chest trauma and orthopedic injuries that required surgery. So, yeah, he got pretty fucked, dude. He got fucked up pretty bad.
Damn.
And, but yeah, he's alive. And that's good. That's good news. That's always good.
Yeah, that's always good. Yeah, that's really, really crazy. Hopefully it makes a speedy and a quick recovery.
Right, of course, yeah. Yeah, we wish him the best. And
absolutely.
Wish him well.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Moving.
Do you have another story for us?
Yeah, it's we noticed that I'm trying to lift the spirits a little bit here, but we'll see what we can do. Came across another story that there were these two guys that owned a farm around here, and they're two young guys that owned a farm. And they had horses and all the fun stuff. They had all their stuff. And had cows and all that. And apparently, on a drunken night they had together, they thought it'd be a great idea to actually give beer to the cows that were just drinking water normally.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so and they did. Okay. And they gave them a bunch of beer. And apparently, throughout the night, one of the cows just started just losing it, man. Just going crazy. And it just takes off running everywhere. It's running like crazy. Like, he was drunk, you know? Just going. He was running for a lot of time. And then finally, he took off running into the street. And all of a sudden, boom, just falls flat onto the ground. And guess what happened?
I don't know. What happened?
It just ran out of gas. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
It's terrible. All right. Okay. Well, in other news, we have, have you heard of a former kickboxer named Andrew Tate?
I have, yes.
Did you hear what happened to this guy?
I have not.
This actually also happened very recently, on the first, maybe the second. I don't recall exactly, but apparently he was arrested in Romania. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Mr. Tate, he's a public figure. He's been banned on social media, like all of them, and then he was let back on YouTube. And he's like a motivational speaker, but he's also very anti-women. He's very misogynist. Well, he's very
the same guy. Hang on,
opinionated.
Is he like a kind of a buff dude, kind of?
Yeah. He's kind of,
and I got a really deep voice.
Yeah. He kind of looks like you. You know, he's got the, he's got the stash. He's got the bald head. But other than that,
okay. Then I'm thinking about somebody different. Buff, then but, okay.
But yeah, he's very opinionated. Very, very. He's a very controversial dude. He's one of those guys where either you like him or you hate him. I'm not trying to paint a picture here, but like one of the things that I recall him saying is women who have been raped need to take responsibility for them being raped. That's just for me to repeat that. Even that was just kind of. That's the kind of shit that this guy says.
Please tell me there's more to that, right?
I don't think so. Wow. I think that was more or less it. Mm. Yeah, there's more things that he says that he's very like, dude. He's very misogynist. He's very anti women. You know, he's very prejudiced against women. he'll say stuff like, "Boys today don't need to listen to their mother. They need to listen to me. I'll teach them how to be a man." And blah 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 blah. It's like, whoa, okay.
Damn.
Yeah, he's very. Yeah, he's very vocal, very controversial guy.
Wow. How has he not...
You love the guy or you hate the guy, depending.
How he not been jumped by a group of women yet or something? Just beaten up or something?
Ah, you got me.
Damn.
Yeah, you got me. But anyways, yeah, this guy, a lot of people are cheering. They're happy that he got arrested, and others are not happy about it, of course, right?
Of course.
But apparently he got busted in Romania for, there's suspicion of human trafficking, suspicion of rape.
Damn.
Where he was holding a couple women and just having his way with them. And then there was also possible money laundering. And he was forming organized crime. Yeah, this guy was fucking like the kingpin of Spider-Man. He's basically that guy. Yeah, all under suspicion. So, I mean, nothing confirmed as far as I'm aware.
Right.
But he's been under suspicion since April, if I'm not mistaken. So they've kept their eyes on the guy.
Yeah.
And they finally got him. They got him. They busted him. And
good.
Yeah, he's currently sitting in jail. Yeah, man. Any thoughts on the matter?
From what you're telling me, this guy was just, you know, just a bad dude overall. And maybe in a way he deserved that. And for the way he is, and what you're telling me in his history and stuff, I'm not surprised there was something more going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not surprised something showed up like that. So I believe it. I believe that there was something there they found.
Right.
And
right.
Again, I don't know this guy very well. I'm going by whatever you told me. And it kind of deserves to be there. I see it.
Right. Yeah. I don't follow the guy. I don't know too much about the guy either. I've heard the name before, but like I never follow the guy or anything. Mm. But I mean, if he's doing all these things, then I agree with you. You know, he kind of deserves to be locked up and, you know, lose the key, because that's too much.
Right.
In certain points and certain ways, I kind of like how confident the guy comes off, but he's confident about the wrong thing, in my opinion. He's a very toxic dude. And he should not be role modeling young kids.
Oh, yeah. Role model, obviously.
In just my opinion.
No, role model definitely has the question for sure.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm, that's the way I feel. Again, like I said, yeah. I know this guy, but
there's another one. Maybe you'll have a little more input in this one. Apparently, Drake also got arrested.
Drake.
Well, arrested. Yeah, Drake. Did you catch wind about this one?
Drake got arrested. Drake, like the rapper Drake?
Yeah, the rapper. Yeah.
Nope, I've heard nothing about that one.
Apparently, I believe it was during the summer, he got arrested, and there was a video that went out where he was getting, you know, put into a police car. And he denied it. Oh, yeah, that wasn't me. It wasn't arrested. His publicist was like, nope, that's not him. Here's a photo of him in his hotel room. He was chilling. That wasn't him. Well, apparently, months later, which was like on New Year, Drake released a document on his Instagram. It was like police documentation saying that he was detained. He wasn't arrested. He was detained. And I'm just kind of like I guess it, in the news media, from what I was looking, what I was reading, people were making a big deal out of it. And honestly, dude, like, I mean, that was like 6 months ago. It's like, I really don't care. It's like, why are you releasing this information now?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't care. You know, I think he was just looking for attention. That's my opinion. That's what I think.
Yeah. You could be right, actually. You could be right. People will do that. They'll bring themselves from the past just to have another 15 minutes of fame. Because honestly, aside from aside from the controversy, I haven't really heard nothing from Drake. I haven't heard any tracks come out for him. Right. Of course, I don't keep up with him that much, but still, I haven't heard anything new come out. I haven't heard much news about him either. So maybe he was trying to get back into the spotlight.
Maybe. That's the way I look at it. I mean, either way, if he was arrested, not arrested, I don't care. Because the charge was possession of marijuana, so which is whatever. I mean,
even that.
Either way, I don't really care.
Some cops.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly,
I mean, marijuana is not even a big deal these days.
Yeah,
it's whatever, dude. I mean, but that's what's going on in the news. So,
all right, that's interesting.
Whatever. Sure.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So that's really interesting. Oh. All right. Let's go ahead and move on.
Yes, sir. Let's roll on into our topic of the day. What you got for us, CK?
Topic of the day. I'd like to talk about a little bit about parenthood. The reason,
yes, sir.
The reason for that is I came across a movie that I saw that I didn't really know about. Surprisingly, because it had one of my favorite comedians in it. But I actually watched it last night and... Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm not afraid to admit it. It brought me a little bit to tears, a little bit, certain parts here and there. The movie is actually called Fatherhood, and it stars the comedian Kevin Hart. I'm sure everybody knows about him. In a surprisingly different role than what I'm used to seeing him in. I'm used to seeing him in movies like Ride Along or like Central Intelligence. You know, working with The Rock and stuff, Jumanji and all that. As the comedic part of the movie.
Yeah.
But this is a completely different character on his part. Mm-hmm. Very serious, very dramatic. Had a lot of good parts in it that were very convincing. So I was very surprised by the way that movie turned out. Mm-hmm. But not only that, I mean, it's a good movie. It's basically just a quick run through. In the movie, Kevin Hart, he's married and then his wife goes into labor. The baby's okay, but the mom's dying. So he's left to raise the little girl by himself.
Hmm.
And of course, it has some funny parts in it. Also, has some heartwarming stuff in it, but it also has some sad parts in it. Overall, it's a good movie. Surprisingly better than I thought it was going to be.
Gotcha.
So it's just something I would recommend. And it just shows the different side of parenting. It just when you always see like single moms, single moms, single moms. But what about single dads? And it goes to show just how difficult it can be for some. Mm-hmm. So I'd recommend that movie to someone who's interested in watching like a nice. Parenting, no, I probably won't say parenting, but a nice fatherhood, I guess, is a movie. I'd recommend Fatherhood. It's really good. It just makes you think a lot.
Yeah.
Like, for the way it made me think also was because I could probably be a single dad, but it'll be tough. And looking back, I kind of take some of the stuff my wife does for granted. Like, you know, something as simple as, you know, taking the kid out and have some time alone so I can catch up on stuff in the house or something, or, you know, different things like that. or taken over by she'll do dinner and I'll clean up, or, you know, kind of back and forth kind of thing while taking care of the kids.
Right.
But watching that movie made me think that, you know, I'm pretty lucky to have that.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of The Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now, and it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it.
Oh, my God.
You know how, all right, we're dudes, and our minds, they wander, right? Like, you could be watching your kids, and then all of a sudden you'll be thinking, oh, there's a stick outside. Or, right? Like, you will wander, right? That was horrible. Horrible. But, yeah, but yeah, our minds wander, right? And my mind has wandered into the past before. Like, this is maybe a little weird to admit, especially on recording. But I've kind of thought about, like, huh, what would I do if my wife died? just a random thought that would come to my head, right? Like, huh, if she died, what would I do? You know, and, you know, I think it's funny that my mind goes there, but on a serious note, if it were to really happen,
yeah,
you know, knock on wood, right? Like, I think I'd be fucked, dude. Like, you know, being parents is, it's a lot of teamwork,
yeah,
you know,
between a two-person job,
you know, yourself and your wife, your partner. Yeah, definitely. It's a two-person job. Absolutely. And, you know, you really have to give it up to the single parents. Like you mentioned earlier, the single moms, but single dads, like, fuck, dude, I wouldn't know what to do. I really wouldn't know what to do. I'd be so fucked. I mean, like, I know how to take care of my kids, but I don't know how to juggle everything. Like, go to work, provide, take care of my kids, feed the kids, keep a clean house, pay all the bills, entertain the kids, entertain myself so I don't go fucking crazy. You know, like, I don't know if I could be able to juggle everything and function properly and make sure that everything, every day-to-day task gets completed, you know? Like, I don't know.
And I
seriously think I'd be fucked.
I totally agree with that 100% because even now, I'll be doing something and my wife will come up to me, hey, did you do so-and-so? Like, oh, damn it, forgot. Then I go do that. And she's like kind of a reminder almost. And we'll be watching TV or something and she'll be like, hey, did you put the trash out? Like, damn it, no, I didn't. I gotta put the trash out. The little things like that she's there to remind me of. And if it weren't for her being there, even little things like that, you know, my trash will be piling up.
Yeah.
And no bill, not all the bills would get paid.
Oh yeah.
You know, different things like that. And it's and she asked me to do stuff and it's like kind of annoying, but at the same time, you know, yeah. what if I was not here? She had to do all this on her own. And if she's not here, I do it all my own. So even little things like that, yeah, I try to be thankful for this and I have her there to help. Cause yeah, I agree with you. If it were not, right. She were not here, I'd absolutely be screwed. Yeah. I would. No, I mean, I forget to feed my kid or something.
Mm-hmm. I know you won't say it, but fucked. You'd be fucked, dude.
Yeah, I would. I really would.
You're the straight guy. You're the clean guy. You really ain't gonna say it, but I'll say it. You'd be fucked.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. That's what that movie I mentioned earlier. That movie, Fatherhood. Man, it tackles just pretty much everything. Anywhere from trying to sleep with the baby, mm-hmm. taking care of the baby, working, all that. I mean, he tackled everything, even in-laws. And when you're dealing, yeah, you're dealing with the baby, it's a lot. It's a lot. And as they grow up, it doesn't get any easier. So, like I said, I'd definitely recommend this movie. It's a really, it's a good watch.
I've seen the trailer, and I've seen the trailer on Netflix for the Kevin Hart movie, Fatherhood. I added it to the watch list, but I just haven't watched it. But it does look like it would be a good drama. You know, it seems like it'd be
would see him in. It's a completely different character, but it's good.
I do know one dad. It's not necessarily like a single dad, same situation. Like it's a couple, they had a kid and they split up and, you know, they kind of have shared days with their son. But I mean, as a single dad himself, friend, you know, it does suck still. It does suck. Because, I mean, he still has to, you know, the time that he has with him, he has to provide. He's got to, you know, feed him, put a roof over his head, clothe him, make sure he doesn't do anything, you know, stupid. He's still got to raise him. You know, he's still raising his son. So, I mean, he's not doing everything by himself. He still has the mother to, you know, help out and do some stuff. But even that, man, like it's tough, dude. It really fucking sucks.
Oh yeah.
It's not a position that I would like to find myself ever. Like, no.
I hate to admit it, 'cause we know we both have the same amount of kids, but the more kids you add into the mix, the harder it gets.
Oof. Oh man, it sounds horrible. It sounds absolutely horrible.
Because it is.
Nah, man. So moral of the story, gentlemen, take care of your girl, take care of your wife, take care of your baby mama. Take care of her. You know, it's not just
baby mama.
You know, don't take her for granted, right? Like, show some gratitude.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
I like that.
Take her out to dinner. Wash those dishes. Rub her feet a little bit. Go downtown.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, good times, good times.
Mail, motherfucker!
Oh. Did you hear that?
I'm sorry, what?
CK.
What?
Oh,
no. No, no, no.
It's time.
It is, isn't it?
It's that time.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
Mail is here. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to scream.
Come on.
Boom, and drop the mic.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Always great. Love our fans. We love our fans. All right. You ready for the first one?
Let me have it.
This first one comes from first name Rusty, last name Trombone. Rusty wants to know, Dear CK, how many people can someone sleep with before you secretly judge them for their number?
Like in a day or like a month or what? Like over a certain amount of weeks?
No. Like how many people they have slept with? Like, what's the acceptable amount that before you start judging them? Like, oh, that many? What's the sweet spot? Giggity.
That's a tough one, though. Mm-hmm. I can get a lot of backlash for this.
Right. I would think that it's different for both guys and girls. I mean, I know it's kind of double standards, right? But you would think that it's still like, I don't know, if a dude says 20 girls, hey, high five. But if a girl says 20 dudes, like, oh.
Unfortunately, that is very true. Yeah. It is very true.
Yeah. It's just the way that guys think.
I would probably say 10.
So for a guy, 10. 10 would be acceptable. But once he hits 11, that's where you're like, ooh, 11? For a guy?
Or a girl. I think it works for both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah. But then again, let's say it was me. Oh, let's say I was the one that had 10. Let's say I had 10. Would that make me wrong to just enjoy life and keep going? Would that be wrong for me? I mean, you're out there.
That's where it does get questionable. Because
you're not really doing anything illegal. You're not doing anything wrong. You're using protection. I mean, I don't see what's so wrong with it.
Hope so. Hoping. Should. Wrap it up, guys.
And of course, I know that they're only 97% effective at times. So there is a possibility that something could happen. But it doesn't make you responsible. I mean, accidents happen.
True.
You took the precautions you're supposed to take.
True.
Aside from not doing anything.
Right.
That's why I see it. Here's my final answer.
That magic number. Tens of sweet.
Here's the magic number.
Okay. Let's hear it.
I don't have one. I can't put one on there because it's too hard. Because it's just too hard to remember me.
Giggity.
It's too hard. Because look at this. Let's say you have a good looking guy. He's a freaking, supermodel. Sleeps with the number is 10 people.
Right.
And you go to 11, you're like, that's a little too much. But then you got this other guy who's an ugly ass dude, not a good looking guy whatsoever. Yet he sleeps with like 12 people. You're like, damn, how do you do it? That's awesome. Compared to the other guy who does the same, just better looking. So it's pretty obvious how he did it. But other guy, it's not obvious how he did it.
That's true. Okay. I mean,
I don't know if that makes sense.
You got a point. It's impressive, right? Like, I mean, it's in a way, it's impressive, right? Like,
for them,
like high five
for him.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Yeah.
Hmm.
For someone like him, yeah, I would say impressive.
Yeah, and for women though, I mean, they think completely different than guys do. They don't like to, even though if the number is high, they don't like to disclose that number because they don't want to seem like they're slutty or they're loose or
right.
So I mean, I guess their numbers would differ.
When a girl tells you how many guys she slept with, multiply it by 3 and that's the real number.
If a guy tells you how many girls he's hooked up with, it's not even close to that. Take that number and divide it by 3, then you get the real total. Rule 3. It's an exact science.
I guess, is 10 still that sweet spot for you? Like, if there was a some girl at work or something, she revealed to you, she's had sex with 10 different dudes. You're cool with that. But as soon as she says 11, you're like, oh. Or would you still be, not judging her for it?
That's a tough one.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please click on the link below and subscribe. Become a bro. And join the
Brochachos.
Brochachos. Subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far? You've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it. We need it. Come on.
Hit that subscribe. Hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. All right.
Maybe it's also different because we're both married dudes. We're kind of off the market. Mm-hmm. But if you were younger, you were single, and you were potentially trying to date this person, and she told you it was 11, would you think twice?
How hot is she?
So it matters. Oh, yeah.
I'm a guy. It's going to matter. I'm a guy.
That's true. You know what? Yeah. That's fair.
I can guarantee you that.
That's just the way
I've seen,
right?
This has happened in first-hand experience to me. I've worked at a restaurant before as a waiter. Waiters depend a lot on tips.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. I don't know if you've ever been a waiter or not, but they depend a lot on their tips. And
oh, yes, sir.
I saw this happen in front of my face. Good-looking waiters don't have to work as hard as non-looking waiters to get a better tip. And I've seen this happen. I've seen people do it. And I've seen it happen to people, which I think is really unfair because the good-looking guy could give you the, normal kind of service he gives everybody else and get a great tip. And the other guy who does give you the same exact kind of service but not good-looking is going to get less for that reason. How is that fair?
Yep.
Oh, hell, the guy could even give you better service. It's he would still get paid that. Less.
You're probably right. Yep.
Same thing goes for women. A better looking waitress is going to get a better tip, obviously, for the exact same service.
True. It is very true. I used to be very highly tipped in my waiter days. Very highly.
Right, and then you woke up from your dream and you went back to normal life, right?
That's exactly what happened.
That's what I thought.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right, though. And that's why a lot of women become bartenders, right?
Yeah, but a woman bartender put up with a lot. Yeah, and from what I've heard.
That's true.
Well, I heard it put up with a
that's
lot.
That's true. But
they get fancied on.
Yeah.
So
final answer, the number for the female depends on their level of hotness.
Which, in a way, now that I kind of think about it, I'm kind of the person that I just described, because I'm depending on their number, depending on their hotness. Just like the other people, their tip also depended on their hotness. Twisted web that we weave right now. It's confusing. Because me being a waiter, I've gone through that. I've gotten great tips.
Yeah, there's definitely
crap tips.
Yeah, you definitely ran a marathon there trying to avoid and give any definitive answer.
Yes. Oh,
shit. Mm-hmm. So, final answer. Undecided.
I'm going to have to go...
Not applicable.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go decide on that one, man. It's too hard.
All right.
Decided, yeah. Just depends too much. It just varies. It depends, yeah. That's fair. You know, that's a fair answer. I think I agree with you. It's a fair answer.
All right, cool.
Depends. Too many variables.
I'm going to stick with that one, then. I'm happy with that.
And welcome to Bro Etiquette, or... Brodicket? Still no?
That's not working.
Still no? Brodicket. Okay. No. Brodicket, the part of the show where we answer all the question a man should know. Join me today for this segment is the human gas casket. Oh, cool. And the mighty shell-shocked guns.
What's up, guys?
So to kick things off, we're going to jump right in. Topic number one. Have your bros back no matter what. You're no friend if you cannot watch out for him. Perspectives, gentlemen.
Okay, so let's put it this way. It depends on the situation, I think. Say if we're at a bar, my friend picks a fight with some guy. He's pretty cut up. He's tied it up. You know, he's a little bit of a scary-looking dude.
Okay.
And he pulls out, like, martial arts move. He's an MMA fighter or something. Sorry, dude. You pick this fight. You're on your own. Am I a bad friend? Maybe. But am I going to be helping him up into the damn car whenever he's all fucked up? Yeah. I mean, someone's got to do it, right? I'd say that's being a good friend.
Jesus. Okay, but what if it's the other way around, where the guy is picking on your friend, and then he needs backup? Your friend didn't pick the fight, but the other guy did.
In that case, I guess we're both getting our ass whooped.
I was going to say, he's still an MMA fighter.
Still an MMA fighter, we're getting our asses whooped.
What about you, Guns? You're a little bit older, early 30s guy. What's your take on this?
Well, if he's picking a fight, that's his own fight. But if the guy has friends and they decide to try to jump him, then definitely I'm jumping in. And if the other guy just picks on him, then that guy's getting jumped. Definitely.
Okay. So for you as well, it's situational. It's not a no matter what. Like, it is situational in your opinion.
Yeah. Both of you, and especially if they're doing like a felony or whatever, clearly I'm not going to partake. I ain't doing no time.
Mm-hmm. For me, I'm in my late 30s, guys. So my take on that, having your bros back no matter what. Yeah, I agree. It's got to be situational. It's not a no matter what. I choose my friends wisely. Like, I have, smaller circles. And I'm fairly certain that most of my friends aren't going to be doing stupid stuff that need someone there. However, I do have a couple here and there, Lizzie, who are, he is not afraid to open his mouth and voice his opinion, which is cool. It's fine. But he can get himself in some sticky situations. It really does depend, I feel like. If he's the one talking shit and then he starts the fight, I mean, if it's just one dude, I mean, I'm on the sideline. I'm watching. But if you know, this guy's got a couple friends coming in, well, it's kind of like you said, Cuckoo. I'm jumping in. I'm going to help my friend out. You know, he kind of started it, but he's a dumbass for doing so. But, you know, I kind of feel like I'd be obligated to jump in there.
Yeah.
Or I'd be obligated to help in one way or another, like get him the fuck out of there.
You know? What if it's like a massive guy? What if it's a massive guy like the Big Show?
Oh, ooh. That's I'm going for a leg, man.
I feel like that question is more like a teenager will see have their back no matter what type.
Yeah,
like a high schooler or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's why we're answering this question, because young men kind of feel like, oh, that's my boy, I have to be there, you know. But I mean, honestly, I think we're in agreement. It's situational. It's not a you have to have my back sort of thing. Like it's you know these are unwritten rules, but who the fuck wrote them? Like, you know, it's not unwritten.
First guy that got jumped.
You might be right.
On, you gotta have my back, guys.
No, yeah, just because we're friends and we're cool, that's my bro. I mean, does not mean that I'm going to do the exact stupid thing that my bro is going to do, you know, like.
Right. like all the old sayings go, you know, if your friend jumps off a bridge, are you going to jump off after? Probably not. You know, it's just because you make a dumb decision doesn't mean we have to make the same one, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
I guess just one last thing to add. What I might probably be doing, and because I catch myself doing this all the time, like I'll advise, you know, I'll give my 2 cents, you know, my friend, or even if you guys or whoever, right, like is planning to do something stupid, I'll be like, oh, I don't think you should do that because X, Y, and Z, and then, you know, try to stop them from doing something stupid. I kind of feel like that's the bro having his back right there, you know? However, if my friend decides to proceed and do this stupid thing, I mean, he's a grown ass man. He can do whatever the hell he wants. You know, that's it's not on me. That's on him. And but again, it's situational. It depends on what level of severity, you know, we're talking about here.
Yeah,
that's my take on it. All right, cool. Let me kick off to the next one. If his girlfriend asks you about where he is, you know nothing. Nothing at all. Keep his whereabouts to yourself. Hang up and warn him.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Bro! Do you want to help underprivileged bald men whose hair has fallen one by one? If you subscribe today, a hair will grow back on CK's head.
For every
one click,
for every like, for every follow, you can make a difference on that bald, shiny head. Subscribe now.
Please, if you don't want my brother B to start looking like CK over there, please subscribe. He's heading that way. With every subscribe, you can get a follicle on that balding head of his. Bing.
Do us all a favor. Subscribe.
For this one, I have a actual experience with that, and I definitely had his back.
Okay, do tell.
Well, basically, we were hanging out, a group of friends of us. It was a while back, like it was actually in the Marine Corps, like the first year. And one of the guys was actually married, and we went to a club, basically. Mm-hmm. Not the naughty ones.
Not the under 18 kind.
Yeah, that.
Not the titty bar.
Yeah.
No, that's. I think that's exactly what he's talking about.
Oh, that bar. So yeah, you went to the titty bar. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And, the type where you take single dollar bills. You
know? Ah, see, see.
Yeah. And how it happened, his wife literally called all of us because he knew we hung out all the time. And he like, Where's he at? Oh, is he with you? And then like everybody else like answered the phone call or text message. And I just looked at him and I was like, I just put it in my pocket. I didn't even answer. But they like stuttered. They were stuttering. They like didn't even know what to say. Or even like in the text messages, like they were just panicking. I didn't see it.
So what you're saying is they're not good liars.
No, I plead the fifth.
Yeah. See, personally, I actually, this is back when I was younger, like early 20s. Similar situation, you know, his girlfriend, we all knew each other's, you know, partners and shit like that. And I got a call. I don't think we were really doing anything stupid. I think we were like drinking and like, you know, just hanging out and shit. Mm-hmm. But we had plans to go to the club. I want to say we were going to go to the club. And his girlfriend at the time didn't like him going to the club because, you know, when he got drunk, he was a friendly guy.
Gives too many ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I remember she called me up and... No, yeah. I remember on the spot, she's like, do you know where he's at? I said, no, he said he couldn't come out. He was feeling sick or something. So we ended up ditching him. And so he might be asleep. I don't know. That's, you know? So if he's not answering your phone calls, it's probably he's knocked out. He's feeling sick. And that was my
thinking.
Yeah. that was my quick thinking. So, yeah, I've been in that situation as well. Gotcha. Had my bros back. Okay. And, yeah, got away with it.
All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, nice. Wow, that's so funny because I actually have a titty bar story as well in the same situation. It was back when I used to sell like colognes and perfumes like on the street, like
I remember,
you know, like street selling, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, I had my trench coat, like whoosh, you know, had had all bunch of different stuff. My friend at the time, he would go everywhere, anywhere and everywhere. Nowhere was off limits. And he made friends with bouncers at strip clubs and they would let him in. He would go, he would try to sell, you know, he'd do his pitch to guys trying to throw money at women. And, you know, he'd probably hang out for an hour or two and then call it a night. Once he was able to get a group of us in, like we were celebrating or something, like we had a really good day of sales. And he was like, all right, I'm gonna take you guys here. And then, you know, we had a good time. We do what guys do at strip clubs. And then the very next day, his girlfriend was at the office. At the office. And she was talking to all these guys one by one, apparently. Because when I walked in, I remember I walked in a little late. And she was talking to somebody. And then she comes to me. He's like, I know you won't lie to me. I trust you. I know that you're going to tell me the truth. I know you guys went to the strip club. Did he do anything bad? Did he go to the back? Did he do any... Like, I'm just like, no. No. He was with me the whole time. I had eyes on him all night. and I didn't. Uh-huh. Most of the night, I knew he was there. Did he go to the back? I don't know. I don't think so. But as far as... But, I mean, as far as what I was spitting, it was... Nope. I had eyes on him the whole time. And, yeah, just did not let him out.
No hesitation.
Yeah, no hesitation. It just, whoop. Did, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It just, nope, nothing.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that one. I mean, as far as I was aware, he wasn't doing anything bad.
Mm-hmm.
But
are you sure?
No, well, I'm not. But, but if he was, like, if I knew it, I mean, I don't know. I don't. I'd have to think about that right now. Like, if I'm on the spot, I think I would still proceed. Like, yeah, no, he had eyes on him the whole time. Mm-hmm. But if I have time, like, you know, it happened, and then I'm thinking about it, and then she asked me, like, the day after, like, oh, shit, I don't know. Like, I'd have to think mm-hmm. about it, you know? Like, I don't really know. I don't really know what the answer would be.
Yeah, no, I've... in the few occasions that I've had, you always cover his back, mm-hmm. and then you go and you rendezvous with him and, you know, be like, mm-hmm. hey, mm-hmm. she's asking about this situation, just so you know, kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, I've done that too, actually, now that you mention it.
Yeah.
Just have his back. I think afterwards, just let him know, hey, man, you're going to get caught one day. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. Just as a quick disclaimer, ladies, if you're listening to this, we are different men now, and we are past that point. So there's no covering for anyone here. We're all straight A's.
Yeah, straight A's. Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Let's do one more, and let me read this real quick. If your buddy assigns you as a wingman at a party, make him proud by doing your job well. He hooking up with the girl, he is eyeing your responsibility. Get on it right away.
So basically, make sure that he's hooking up with the chick that he's looking at.
Yeah, that's
what it looks like. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. If you're a wingman, for sure. You know, play him up, make him sound better than he actually is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, help him catch that game, you know? But, I mean, you got to be sure, like, if he's picking you as a wingman, you know, you got to be sure that, you know, you can play it up. You know, if you're not a good liar, or you know, if you're not a really good salesperson, you're not going to sell this person really well, you know? So, I mean, I don't know. It depends on what you're working with. I would definitely, I mean, you know, I don't see guns as a really good flirtatious person or anything of the sort. Would I be able to sell him? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you probably could. Like, yeah, I know he looks like shit, but he cleans up
your mama.
Yeah.
We can clean up the beard. That porn stash that he's got, we'll trim it up. We'll put a nice shirt on him.
Make him do some deodorant. Yeah.
No.
He was a Marine. Look at these photos right here. Look at those muscles. Bam!
See,
don't ask what happened after
because unlike you guys, I don't even need a wingman. I got this. I don't need a wingman like you guys.
No, yeah, for sure though. Wingman, you got to do it. If he asked you to help him out, you got to do it.
Yeah, no, I've done that before. I've helped out actually a couple friends being a wingman. My stories are just average, like basically how you expect it to roll out, really. Kind of like what's his name? Barney. How I Met Your Mother? Yeah, Barney.
No, I don't think I don't think I've really ever been a wingman. Nor have I been, I guess, on the receiving end of a wingman. Or, I guess, if you would say that, I've never been wingmanned.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
I've never been assigned wingman. Like, yeah, dude, I need you to be my wingman. Come out with me. Like, it's never really been, like, official wording that way. But yeah, I've kind of been in that situation before. I specifically remember I went out. It was me and my wife. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And MD was there and he was trying to get with my wife's friend. So we went to a concert together as friends, right? But I mean, I knew what MD was doing. And, you know, I kind of helped teeter-totter push this dude to do things, even though he didn't want to. Like I remember specifically one situation where we were in the back of the crowd and where there were chairs. We were chilling back there, hanging out in the chairs. And then the main performer came on stage and she was like, I'm going to go to the crowd. You guys going to come with me? I was like, nah, hell no, I'm tired. So I was going to sit back and my wife stayed back with me and MD was going to chill back. He's like, nah, I'm good. he's back there, and she's like, okay. And she goes to the crowd. I look over at MD, and I'm like, go. Like, nah, I'm good. Go. No, I'm good right here.
So you had to push him into it.
Oh, yeah. It's like, go, motherfucker. And he ended up going. He had a great time. He ended up carrying her and putting her on his shoulders. And now they're married. So you're welcome.
Ah.
And so, yeah. You know,
so technically, you hooked them up. If it weren't for you, they probably wouldn't be married right now.
There's a pretty good chance. Pretty good chance. I mean, I'm not going to take all the responsibility, but I'm going to take all of the responsibility. So,
all right. I guess if you're going unofficial, I guess I technically have wingman. I've talked up one of my friends. Kind of similar. I don't know if they got married because of the situation, but let's say their first date that I kind of talked her into like giving him a chance. Their first date went really well. About 2 weeks after the first date, things went a little too well. She got pregnant on that first night.
Wow.
And
wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's S-class wingman right there.
Yeah. Jesus. Brother, if you're out there listening to this, I'm sorry.
Power.
But he ended up marrying her for a few years. I think they had like one or two more kids. He's now divorced from her and all that, but you know, I mean, it worked out for a few years.
Yeah.
Got two kids out of it, at least two kids.
Right on.
Yep. Yeah.
Nice. Well, that was fun. Thanks, guys. Thanks for joining me. I hope you enjoyed it as well. And we'll keep doing this every week.
Yes, most sir.
Definitely. Most
bro, that sounds good.
Etiquette, bro. Brodiquette.
Bro etiquette.
Brodiquette.
It's not going to work.
No. It's going to catch up.
Stop trying to push it.
It's going to catch up.
Brodiquette. It's not going to catch.
Please visit us at www.thedsafiles.com, where you can listen to all our prior episodes. And you can also check us out on Patreon, where there are bloopers, a shit ton of bloopers. It's a good watch. It's a good time. It's definitely worth your time. Come check it out. It will help support the show, and that would be awesome. You can also email me at bugthisbird@thedsafiles.com.
Feel free to hit me up, crazycat, at sfiles.com, where you can drop me a line, comment about something, or just chit-chat.
And you can visit us at Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram. And if you want to drop me an email, you can email me at agentcuckle@vsfiles.com.
And you can also hear us at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. And you can also send me... Pandora. I mean, just Pandora now, right?
Just Pandora.
Lovable, likable Pandora.
Very lovable. You can send me an email at guns@thesfiles.com.
Thank you for listening. This is Bogus Bird signing out.
And this is Gun signing out.
Catch you on the next.
Thank you.
Later.
DK saying, catch you on the flip side.
No, yeah, I
Sorry, give me a second. My eyes are burning like a motherfucker.
Why'd you have the guy come in your eye?
Not the face,
You better put that on the blue. Oh, he's wiping that off.
Oh my god.
You better put that in the bloopers.